the Lord. I'm emphasizing this so that you can change your thinking and position your mind to receive when he's showing you things. That's all I want to do. Nobody taught me this. At the appropriate time, he brought Moses Alu. At the appropriate time, I didn't go searching. He first started by giving us a platform. He gave us the Bright TV and gave us selfless workers, technical people, by himself. When he gave us the platform, do you think God is going to waste revelation to somebody who will receive it and nobody will hear it? That's why all the people he used, he didn't use Africans. Because any knowledge Africa gets, they know they share them. Selfish people. Praise the Lord. Anything that will benefit the whole world, he gives the knowledge to people that will spread it out. You see, Babalawo, did they teach you the drug, the leaf? They show you the leaf. Whether they use, cure anything, whether they cure, native doctor. Now only him. When he wants to go, you stay there, he will go. What are you giving me? He will not tell you. But abroad there, they will tell you, see this drug I'm writing here. With their, or you go there, they will write it and then tell you this is the drug. But African doctors, some of them are here listening to me now, they will use one kind of writing where you don't go feel anything in the right. So that you don't go know what in the right. So that only them will know it. If you ask Nigerian doctor, please, which drug is this? You say, just go and take it as I have written it. 2 times 3 over 5 times 4. What he write? Now you know that the nurse will tell you what he mean. Go out and meet him. So can God give such people knowledge? The world will not benefit from it. Even his wife will not know what he mean. That is why God does not waste revelation. Even when he wanted to use a black man, he mentioned the black man was not in Africa, he was in America. Listen, I'm saying this with all due respect to whoever sensibility may be offended, but just listen. Within the few minutes I have before we worship the Lord and close, have this at the back of your mind, and God does not play with figures. Now, there's something God does. When he wants to lead you, he spoke to his people, remove not the ancient landmarks. You know what a landmark is? What you will use to plot your bearing. There's a journey that has people before you have undertaken. Knowing that people will come behind you, he said, leave some landmarks. So that when they see it, they will know, yes, this is the road that those who passed followed. In giving revelation, he leaves lead that you will know you are in the right path. He gives revelation. When he wants to drop a revelation for you to know that this revelation you receive is a perfect revelation, so that you don't give your own personal interpretation to it. He left another law. A matter is established by 2 or 3 witnesses. So when you say God is 3, there must be another scripture that will confirm Trinity. If you say God is not 3, he is 1. There must be other scriptures that will confirm that revelation you have of the unity of God. This is how you understand doctrine. And please, amen. Some of us don't understand English. Amen. Some of us don't understand English. It's good. Take time and study. Don't just hear. Because I may be saying go. You may be hearing oh. Do you understand what I mean? I may say go. You will think I'm saying oh. So you will not go. You will stand and pity me, saying, oh. Meanwhile, I say, go. And somebody was sharing with me how a sister in this church was sharing with her during the week that it's good to not to listen to only one pastor. It's good to listen to other pastors too. And it's true, it's good to listen so that you have a balance. But take heed how you listen. Because the woman listened to the serpent and see the trouble that he brought to the whole world. So take it how you hear. And so he said, for the first time, contrary to what Pastor Moses is preaching, she caught a revelation when one denominational pastor came to very spiritual. In fact, when the man was bringing this revelation out, they were anointing. In fact, the anointing was too much. What is it? The scripture that say we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. And now she now understands when we sing, we are heirs of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son. It's now, it's after that pastor preached, came to share with her, that man of God, that she understood. That, what did you understand? He said, we are heir of the Father. The Bible says we are heir. But the man said we are heir. And we are joint heir. That is, the Father breathed into us air. Together with the heir of the Son. So we are joint heir. So the heir that we have inside of us, that is the meaning of joint heir. Maybe the sister is sitting there hearing me now. It didn't say heir. Heir is A-I-R. Heir is H-E-I-R. Heir is inheritance. To inherit something makes you a heir. A heir is what one will inherit. Not the heir that was breathed on us by God. Not heir, it's a heir. Take heed how you listen. Praise the Lord. And that error was being spoken, and there was anointing. So you see, you think that serpent did not come with an anointing. Everyone that has something to say, it goes with an anointing. That is why it's good to have the Holy Ghost. Don't use anointing that you feel to confirm the truth. Use the word to confirm the truth. Sometimes the anointing you were feeling was the Holy Ghost saying error, 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 error. And you were thinking it's confirmation of truth. When somebody is speaking and then you feel grrr, it's a sign calling your attention about what you are hearing or you are seeing. So to confirm, that is the Holy Ghost telling you, check, oh, check, oh, check and receive or reject. Check and receive or reject. Where will you check? The word. Praise God. God has a pattern. That's what I want you to note. Now let me take time and rush through something so that you understand. We keep saying we're in the seventh church age. Why do we say we're in the seventh church age? Listen to this format I jotted down here. Remember, this is not coincidence. I say everything in the Old Testament is talking about the New Testament. 7 years, the Bible says, God created, the days of creation were how many days? 7 years. He didn't just choose that number, 7. Then, when he come to the destruction, it's not exhaustive, I'm just picking some of them. You can put it down and write them later. You can listen, get the tape later on, and then take your time and go through the scriptures. Look for them in the Bible. Now, do you know that when it was time for Noah, for the whole world to be destroyed, according to the revelation that God gave Noah, and if you go to verse 4 of Genesis chapter 7, let's just read that one. Take note of it. Noah had been preaching for, according to theologians, 120 years. Now, if I go back to verse 1, from verse 1, chapter 7, from verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Let's read fast. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens. By how many? Sevens. The male and his female. And of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. And verse 4 is my emphasis. He said, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. He said, by the time he was talking to him, he was telling him that from enter into the ark, 7 days from now, that is after 7 days, judgment will come. Take note that the period that Noah was to take with all the animals to enter the ark will last 7 days. I'm speaking revelation. Again, when Joseph was to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, what was the interpretation? 7 years there shall be abundant surplus of harvest, and another 7 years there shall be famine, drought. It has something to do with salvation. Everything I'm saying here, it has something to do with Christ and the church. 7 church ages. After that, amen, the student will be withdrawn. The next 7 years, the Gentiles will not have grace anymore, because grace is shifting to Israel for the next 7 years. After the first seven church ages. Again, Jacob was to labor to get his wife, Rachel, how many years? For 7 years. Why 7? Why particularly 7? It's because even the story of Jacob is a story of Christ and his church. But you think that he was for 19, it is still playing out a script by God himself. Hallelujah. Because Christ had both Israel, his brethren, and the church. Christ had 2 wives. One, he loved so much. Praise the Lord. The other one, he didn't like too much. Because, for whatever reason, that is Leah. But when you finish 7 years for the Gentiles, the next 7 years is for the Jews. That is what we see in that story. Praise the Lord. You can get that in Genesis chapter 29. Again, when it comes to the Passover feast, after the Passover feast, according to the ordinance, for the next 7 days, you are to eat only unleavened bread, unadulterated word of God, in the 7 church ages. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is our Passover that was offered on the cross of Calvary. After that, the 7 days, 7 church ages began. Again, remember, it took 7 years for the temple of Solomon to be completed. And the church of Jesus Christ is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he has been building this temple for the past 7 church ages. You must catch that. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, we see the 7 stars that are in the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and the 7 candle stands. 7 stars, 7 candle stands. We also see 7 thunders in Revelation chapter 10. 7 thunders. All this has to do with Christ and the church and the period that he'll be using to gather himself a bride. And Christ himself mentioned 7 parables depicting the 7 church ages, explaining how the church will go through in 7 different dispensations. Each of the 7 parables in Matthew 13 giving us a picture of what each age will look like. And like the 7 stars in the right hand of King Jesus, we see a type in the book of Esther, in the palace of King Ahasuerus, a type of King Jesus himself. There were 7 chamberlains. 7 chamberlains that were supposed to be in charge of keeping the women. 7 chamberlains. And when you come to judgment, we see 7 trumpets and we see 7 vials in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. And when he finished dealing with the Gentiles, when they rejected him, they cut him off at the 69th week, according to the revelation he gave Daniel, Daniel chapter 9, remaining 1 week, which is 7 years. He left 7 years out of the 70 weeks to deal with Israel after the rapture. But now, take note that we see some special ministries that we must place them properly. We are dispensationalists too, because if you don't believe in dispensations, then you won't understand the junction of time. Then you won't understand what Christ, Apostle Paul meant in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, where he says, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Cornerstone. I've explained that several times. Because he tells you when to bend. Remember, he's the script writer. He's the director. He is the all and all as far as the process of redemption is concerned. He said, in due time, Apostle Paul, it's not by accident that a virgin woman gave birth to a son, got pregnant, virgin conception. It was in due time. It was according to the agenda. Praise God. You did not get saved by accident. It was one crusade you went. That was when you gave your life to Christ. That was your appointed time. Hallelujah. There's no accident before God. No accident before God. You just say you should follow your friend to one program in one church. That is when you had an experience. That was your appointed time. And if you catch this revelation, anybody you are praying for God to visit, just be patient. At that person's appointed time, God will save that person. Hallelujah. And don't regret as if you are responsible for somebody going to hell. None of us is responsible. Everyone whose name is written in the book of life will go to heaven. Amen. I saw some a channel by the Anglican Communion on the station yesterday evening. Sometimes I just want to hear what others are saying. So I go to hear them, you know. And then they were really looking at the book of life. And to them, they are presenting it to look as if the book of life, you know, your name comes in there the day you give your life to Christ. That is their understanding. But by God's grace, we know better. Correct? Correct? Where was your name, your own name, written in the book of life? Eh? The day you gave your life to Christ, the day you went for water baptism, the day you received the Holy Ghost, when was your name written in the book of life? Before the foundation, before the foundation of the world. That is what the Bible says. And it is because, amen, your name is in the book of life. Sometimes when I have very tough cases to handle, especially sickness, I'm praying for a very serious sickness somebody has, then I will now I will find myself, you know, you want to just challenge God sometimes. Father, confirm that this person is the reason why you went to the cross, that his name is in the book of life. Father, if you don't heal him, then let it be known to me that his name is not in the book of life. Then I go change. But you are a merciful God, Lord, even if his name is not in the book of life. See what knowledge does. It packages how you even pray. Hallelujah. But I know you are merciful. I know you are merciful. Okay, use this healing to let the person see reason to serve you. Hallelujah. When they tire you, when you know this God, you will know how to relate with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I am sure my name is written in the book of life, then I pray my own confidently, Father, my name is in the book of life. And if this is the appointed time for me to go home, then don't suffer me before you call me home, Lord. Just call me home. Then I will remind them. But people go say, I pray, you don't heal me, oh. You know they heal every time. Now only sometimes they heal. God go first, come down. Heal me immediately. When you know him, you know how to relate with him. Praise the Lord. Now there are some special assignments, special ministries that you need to know in the Bible. That is what makes the ministry of William Branham special. Now let me just look at it. This special I call it special assignment ministry. In my earlier teachings, and I'm happy Pastor Francis has re-echoed it here several times, especially when he had to come here and preach. Because this is what Revelation does. We have to keep re-echoing it too. If you catch it, then preach it. Irrespective of what they will tell you, if you catch it, preach it. In the parable of Matthew chapter 4 verse 26, I am paraphrasing, that seed that was planted, Christ was speaking about the story of the growth of the church. The corn fall to the ground and die. He himself, it is that principle that made Christ to die. People don't understand. Christ was telling you, before eternal life will burst out, I will die. If I don't die, I will be the only one that God will have. That is the principle for every seed. When it is planted, the seed will die first. That same principle is what was applied. Christ was telling us in that Mark chapter 4 from verse 26. Where the seed that was planted on the day of Pentecost that produced the New Testament church we have in the Bible today must die. It has to die. It is God's principle for life. And what did he say? When it dies, hallelujah, the life there cannot die, because the life there is eternal life. It's a life that reproduces itself. It can't die. Hallelujah. It had to die. And when did it die? For it to die, it will be in a particular church age. That is what Christ in Matthew 13 brought about, the parable of the woman that took 3 measures of meal, mixed it with leaven, until the whole meal died, corrupted. We keep saying this because it's supposed to be a song now in our mouth, because that is the foundation of our faith for the restoration movement. Christ himself was pointing it out by that parable. He laid it there. Everybody reads it, but it was reserved for the appointed time. The revelation. Then, when he did die, history told us when he died. It is that death. I hope that person that say I am a damnable heretic, I hope you will have the opportunity of hearing me now. All I'm saying is scripture. It's a mystery of salvation. The light getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. That seed that died, immediately Christianity married with paganism. It produced the Catholic system. The Catholic system is a dead meal. It's a product of when you eat poisonous food. What will happen? You are dead. From that time, this Bible, New Testament church, as we see in this New Testament, in the Bible, all died. Nothing resembling it anymore. Catholicism took over. Why is it difficult for the church world to understand this? It is only because their eyes have been blinded by the gods of this world. It's as clear as that there. Everybody knows this history. Even if you don't know, don't you read the Bible? Do you see that pattern here now? What became of the Christian faith is as a result of that marriage between pagan Rome and Christian faith. And from there, everything you see here, all the doctrines for justification, they perverted. That is why the type of water baptism you see happening, infant baptism, where do you see that there? It's not there. All the nonsense you see happening today, you don't see it in the scripture. No such pattern. Where is the headquarters? Who started the church with headquarters? It's the Catholic Church. And Revelation chapter 17 speaks about a mother of harlots, a whore, a prostitute. What makes her to be a prostitute is that she is involved in spiritual fornication, idolatry, and Christianity fornicating together and producing the abominations we are seeing all around. And he says she has her daughters. The daughters there are also churches that came out of her and practicing the same thing she's practicing in another color, in another name. It's the same thing. What is General Overseer? It's another name for Pope. Praise the Lord. The headquarters of the New Testament church, they say it was in Jerusalem. It says in Jerusalem. Is it still there? Where Jerusalem? When they rejected Paul. Where was the church headquarters, Paul's headquarters in Jerusalem? Where is the address? I have been to Jerusalem. Where is it? Nothing like that. But the headquarters of the Catholic Church is still there. And all of them have high regards for the Pope. He's still the one they look at as their leader because he is their mother. That is their mother church. We are not saying this to spite them. We are saying this to let you know that they are another religion, not Christianity. And everybody is entitled to their religion. And I didn't say their religion is bad. I am only saying, stop saying you and me, we are having the same religion. I am saying you have your own different from my own. And if you say it's the same with my own type of Christianity, then I am saying, by the standard of this Bible, then something is wrong somewhere. That is why we keep emphasizing. But people are looking at us as critics. Church, I am not a politician. I am a preacher. I am a preacher. And there's nothing wrong with politics. Praise the Lord. All of us must go and vote. It's our civic responsibility. If you vote the wrong person, you will suffer for voting the wrong person. You will not be suffering because of Christ. Praise the Lord. But this pulpit is not for politics. I am already a politician for Jesus. I am marketing my leader now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say I am a politician. I am marketing my leader. I say, come to the Savior. Make no delay.
Yeah, it is what he has shown us the way.
Oh,
yeah, he loves me. He's standing today. Stand all the same. Stand all the same. He comes. Joyful, joyful, joyful.
Joyful, joyful. We the meeting be.
When from sea.
When from sea.
I have the
pure.
And we shall gather.
And we shall gather.
Savior with thee.
Savior with thee.
In our home,
in our home.
Hallelujah. While you are listening to the politicians for the economy and whatever well-being here, listen to me too for your eternal destination. Hallelujah. For there is a country far beyond the starry sky.
There's a city where the labor comes around. If you're faithful,
if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by.
In
the city where the lamb is the lamb.
Hallelujah.
In the city where the lamb is the lamb.
Is the lamb.
The city where the covenant born.
I
don't mind over there.
I am free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb.
Hallelujah. And when that the Antichrist killed the what? Killed the true gospel. He forgot that there is a word of God that stands for him there. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And at the darkest hour of Christianity, the rapture started. The seed that died has to resurrect. This is the sign that shall be given to this wicked and adulterous generation. The sign of the prophet Jonah. Hallelujah. As Jonah was in the belly of the well for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be under the earth for how long? 3 days and three nights. The third day, he resurrected. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, read Matthew 27 very well. Hallelujah. The graves open first. Those 3 days, listen, those 3 days, Jesus did not just lie down. No. He was not just in the grave. Oh. Something was happening. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The first day, he did something. The second day, he did something. the day that they knew that he was alive was the third day. They went and the graves opened. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The same way the church began to spring up through that parable. First was the blade. Second was the ear. That is the second day. The first day of the 3 days, Christ the Word. The Word died and was buried. Not about that by the Catholic system. But after 3 days, it will resurrect. Hallelujah. The three works of grace, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. The first day, Luther brought it up. The second day, Wesley brought his own up. The third day, William Simon brought his own up. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And before you know what, amen, there was a need for perfection. There had been two deaths for all these 1,000 years. The word was scattered everywhere, scattered everywhere, scattered everywhere. Luther was still smoky. Hallelujah. He was still baptizing in the name of Jesus. He was a Trinitarian. Hallelujah. When gold is brought out of the sand, hallelujah, there is always an attachment to the gold. It will have to pass through fire for purification. All the nyama nyama has to be removed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, there is another special ministry. That is the fruit-bearing ministry. There has to be a fourth stage. There is a fourth stage. Oh, glory be to God. There is a fourth stage of that ministry. There is a fourth stage. You, Brahamite, you say William Branham is the third stage. I say he is the fourth stage. He has the perfecting ministry. Hallelujah. And if you turn it down, you are finished. If you turn down the ministry for perfection, you are finished. You are finished. Listen, church. Let me give you another one. William Branham preached a message entitled The Countdown. I will show you these four stages now. He said science was teaching us gospel of what God was doing in the spirit. He was the one that taught it. But because William Branham did not say it the way I am saying, they missed it. But he actually said it. He said it. But it's hidden there. Nobody is re-echoing it. See, the first, when the man decided to invent means of transportation from one place to the other, he got a horse and a cart with wheel. And they said, look at history. Go and read history. The same period that man invented this means of mobility with a cart was the period Luther Protestant movement started. The church was moving. It's moving to the rapture. That's why I said the rapture started in the days from Luther. The movement from earth to glory, from earth to glory, that is the movement. Science was telling us what was happening. Shortly, man developed automobiles, cars, that was going faster than carts. That was the time that John Wesley brought up another more power, sanctification. And just 1903, hallelujah, when man invented the aeroplane by the Wright brothers, invented aeroplane, man invented something that had the ability to lift up. That is the third stage. Hallelujah. That was when the baptism of the Holy Ghost was restored to the church through William Simon. The three stages. The blade, the ear, and the the corn in the ear. Three stages. But just that happened in 1903. That is when they started. That was the period by 1906. That was the period the Azusa Street Revival started. By 1933, when William Branham ministry started, it was within the same period that man invented a rocket that lifted a man and placed him on another planet. Place him on the moon. They went to the moon. Man. They went beyond aeroplane. Hallelujah. An aeroplane is still subject to the gravitational forces of the earth. But, hallelujah, a rocket breaks through. It breaks through the barriers of the earth's atmosphere. And there is a power that is within it that guides it. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are people almost everywhere whose hands are all aflame.
We are part of fellow Pentecost, which claims and made them clean. It is warning now we defy. Oh, glory to His name.
Oh,
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
As the gospel like this, then you won't understand there is a need for a fourth stage of the ministry. We have the justification, the sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Three stages. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, aeroplane could go up, is heavenly. Miracles begin to take place, supernatural things begin to take place again in the church. It is a miracle that a plane can fly. Hallelujah. Take off and land. Take off and land. It's a miracle. They begin to see supernatural things. See vision. Hear voice of the Spirit. See angels. See different manifestations. Why? Because they are high up there. They were getting closer. But they have not yet reached the bright edge. They have not yet reached the bright edge. There needs to be a ministry that will take us there. That is what necessitated the fruit-bearing ministry. And that ministry is fulfilled in the ministry of William Marion Branham. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Understand again, in the book of Esther, hallelujah, in the ministry, the story of Esther. Esther is a type of the bride. The book of Esther. I hope we know. It's a type of the bride. Church, what I am preaching, I only got to know this within the last 1 month. And I've been in this message since 1989. And I've been preaching this message since 1990. And it pleased God that He will let me know what I'm talking now. Because this is the appointed time. And I thank God. Hallelujah. That He caused me to see it. And it's not to make me brag. It's to make me to ensure my calling and election. Hallelujah. If there is a perfecting ministry, He is telling me, go and be perfected. And don't be a religious person. That's all. But I have a duty to also teach it. By virtue of the calling, I have to teach you. And I told you that I don't teach what I don't experience. Hallelujah. I want you to believe me, this heaven, I must go. Ha. After all this mouth I am making, then Satan will say, oh boy, you're there. Eh? That fear alone will make me come close to God. And above all, nobody is going to heaven because he had a ministry. I know that. I know that long ago. I know nobody can deceive me with that. Nobody is going to heaven because you are a pastor. Nobody. The reason I'm going to heaven is not even because through me, 1 million people came to Christ. The preachers, some preachers are like Agbero. You load bus from morning to night. From morning to Akure, 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 Abuja, Akure, 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 Abuja, Akure, Akure. You load motor. First bus, second bus. If they enter, they go. But he knows the bus. He knows the driver. But he has no seat there. I know better. I know better than that. Praise the Lord. Yes. So you better note that this man preaching here, he himself wants to go to heaven. So why will I deceive you? Hallelujah. The book of Esther, I read carefully. I saw 9 chamberlains there. We have been stopping at 7, 7, 7, 7. Olumide, you know, follow me, see him. You saw it. How many chamberlains?
Chamberlains. Eh? 9 chamberlains.
9. Yes, sir. You see them before?
No, sir.
But you don't read the entire.
That's true.
But you didn't see it.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen. For those of you who may be hearing me for the first time, let's look at it. Esther chapter 1. We all know the story of Ahasuerus, so the king, and it's a type of Christ, his messengers, the stars he has in his right hand. How many stars? In the right hand of Jesus, how many stars did he have in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16? 7 stars. And he said they are the angels to those 7 churches. And we know they are the 7 church ages. Now, you will notice that In verse 10, on the 7th day, anybody, some of you have heard me before, let's follow it again. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded, hear their names, Mehuman, Bista, Habona, Bigda, Abakta, Zeta, and Kakas, the 7 chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king. 7 of them. Did you see Haggai there? Any name called Haggai there? Did you see any name called Shash Asgaz there? Now, see. Let's go to chapter 2 now. Verse 8. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai. This is another chamberlain. That Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. That is the eighth one. And the maiden pleased him, verse 9. And she obtained kindness of him and see his job. And he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Now go to verse let's read verse 12. Now, when every maid's turn of all the women that came ready, who will qualify to be the queen. When every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification, accomplished. To wit, 6 months with oil of my and 6 months with sweet odors and with other things for the purifying of the women. Take note here that no woman is qualified to be queen until you go through the process of purification. Take note. All of you that attend churches that they say it doesn't matter, it matters. Verse 13. Then, thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever, take note now, whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. The one that she wants. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women. There is a second house of the women to the custody of who? Shaashgaz, the king's chamberlain. See his job. Which keepeth the concubines. There is another chamberlain after the seven chamberlains have gathered women. They bring them to another chamberlain called Haggai, who is supposed to perfect them. Haggai's ministry is a type of the ministry of William Branham. But instead of accepting the voice of God to this generation for perfection, remove the errors. The cry is made. The shout is made. You responded with errors. It's time now for you to trim your lamps. There are the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. But they are all virgins. The one is wise. It will only be one who is wise that will come to somebody whose duty is to prepare you. He knows the mind of the king. He knows what the king wants. It's the king that told him, go and get me a queen. You know what I like. This is the standard. Then you are coming before a guy who specializes in the ministry of perfection. And you are saying, no, this is what we want. This is how they responded to the ministry of William Branham. When he began to tell them, you can't wear trousers, sisters, in this age. God forbids it. All these jewelry you put on, all these paintings you put on, all these fashions is wrong. It's wrong for you to act the way you act. This is how baptism should be. There's nothing like Trinity. This is how communion should be. This is how the ministry should be run. You cannot commercialize the gospel. The qualification for the ministry is not Bible school. Bible college has played its part. When God calls you, this is what it does. You Pentecostal. You say speaking in tongues is the evidence. Speaking in tongues is only a gift. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the life that you live. It's a character change. It's the fruit of the Spirit, not the gift. The gift, anybody can operate the gift. He began to say these things, and they rejected him. So, but they all offered and said they want to go to heaven. They love him, that's why they are coming to him. And what did he do? He established another ministry known as Shaashgaz. He is the keeper of the women that rejected the message of this day. All of you that rejected the message, hallelujah, that God sent the servant of God to perfect us, getting us ready for the rocket to take us and place us in another planet. You say you want to serve God the way you want. You say you want to serve Him and see the nonsense that is going on. And see the crowd that go to such places. Did they hear the truth? Yes. Did they hear the message? Yes. Was the messenger accepted? He was rejected. And so, every strong, all these denominational leaders today, they have heard of the ministry of William Branham. They have heard it. And information now, you don't go too far at the click of a button on your smartphone. You get to hear, you will see all the messages William Branham preached, they are there. But while you click also, you will see tons of critics criticizing that ministry. And then anyone that is criticizing the ministry, try to find out what he believes. Then you will know where he belongs. He is the one that warned them not to ordain their wives. He is the one that pointed that the gospel is against ordination of women pastors. So you now know why he was rejected. And so we have this other ministry of the concubines. If you are hearing me now, you had a message of perfection. You rejected it to hold on to your denominational creeds and dogmas. You have automatically become a concubine. You will never go in the rapture. You fall within the category of the foolish virgins. You were deceived. You are the one that will cry, "Oh no, had I known." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You must understand that these are special ministries that are created. Special ministries that are created after the seven church age messengers. After the seven church ages. We have the reaping ministry. They are the reapers. The Shah Ashkaz ministry is another word that Christ mentioned in Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and tares. Those are the reaping ministry. They call them, he said, at the end of the age, he will send his reapers. They are to gather two groups. I'm rounding up. They are to gather two groups. Two groups. Because this is the bundling time. The first group that will be bundled, hallelujah, they are those for the rapture. That is the Hege ministry. Hege has that ministry. Hallelujah. And I want you to take note that we have Esther's feast. Esther's feast. It was at the end of the seventh year that King Ahasuerus prepared a feast for Queen Esther, crowning her as his queen. It was at the end of the seventh year. Praise the Lord. If you read the book of chapter 2 of the book of Esther, you will see it there. Telling you about the John ministry in Revelation chapter 10 verse 11. There's a revival there that God will use to announce to everybody his bride in this age. Then the rapture takes place. And that is why he said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, as it is applicable, it has dual fulfillment for the Jews and for the Gentiles. The voice of the seventh angel, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Esther's feast takes place. This seventh church age is the age for the rapture. This seventh church age is the age for the manifestation of the bride, the bride's revival that we see in Revelation chapter 10. This seventh church age is the age we will hear the seven thunders, the sounding of the seven thunders that gives us the rapturing faith that prepares us for the John ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is a bundling time. God is gathering that group one side using the ministry of William Marion Branham, who God used to bring us back to the Bible. and the Holy Ghost continues from there. The second group is those that the tares that have been gathered by this ministry of Shah Ashgaz, they are called reapers. Those who refuse the knowledge of truth, therefore they are given a delusion. The Bible says so, to cause them to believe a lie so that they will all be destroyed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let me explain that. And anytime I consider that, it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. I've said it before, let me repeat it. That plant, listen very well. Tap your neighbor, say, listen to Pastor, I want to say something. Listen to me, listen. Praise the Lord. Listen. You know, there are two scriptures in the Bible that are dangerous. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. That has written off every other religion on earth. No matter how many billions are following it. It's a dangerous statement. Anybody that attempts to go to Christ, to God, bypassing the cross, you will never get there. And see the billions of people following Islam, following Buddha, following Hare Krishna, following Hindu, following all these other religions. Pastor, do you mean all these people are going to hell? Thus said the Lord Jesus. They are finished. Secondly, he says, God is looking for worshippers that will worship him, neither in Jerusalem nor in this mountain, but those that worship him, where will they worship him? In spirit and in truth. It means you can worship God in error and in carnality. You see how dangerous that there are people that are worshiping God, but God doesn't know them. They will say, was it not in your name that I cast out devil? And he said, he didn't even know them. But they were using your name. But he said, but I didn't know you. It's dangerous. Now see another dangerous one here. That plant, that seed that died, and the plant, it started with the blade. And the farmer that saw it, was he not happy? He said, my corn is growing. Was there harvest that time? Was there harvest that time? But are there no Lutherans today? It moved to Wesley. They remained Luther. And the owner of the farm was rejoicing, isn't it? It has now jumped to ear. Oh, praise God. He even comes, trim it, pour more manure underneath. Is harvest taking place yet? Then he moved. They refused to move. They remained there, Abby. They remained their denomination. They refused to follow the light, Abby. They move to the next stage. The corn in the ear stage, correct? The owner of the farm was rejoicing. He was rejoicing. Hallelujah. Then it was time for perfection. You refuse to be perfected, Abby. Then those ones that are perfected, what happens? The owner of the farm come and harvest the perfected one, but the plant is still standing. Correct? Lutherans are still there. Baptists are still there. Catholics are still there. All the Pentecostals are still there. The plant starts, but you will notice that it changes color, correct? Why does it change color? It becomes dry. Because it was only a carrier of life. After the life is harvested, what happened to that plant? What happened to that plant? what will happen to the plant? You pack them and put them where? To clear the ground for another season. Let us stand up. Listen, church, you don't understand what I'm saying. The day this thing came to me, any denominational person that doesn't go in the rapture, irrespective of the denomination you belong to, you are going to the lake of fire. The history of your denomination dates back to the Lutheran movement. But you did not move up to Pentecost. You end up in hellfire. You refuse to be perfected, to trim your lamb, you will end up in hellfire. That is why we say, after the rapture, no more chance for any foolish virgin anywhere. Your foolishness takes you straight to hellfire. Think about this, brethren, so that you will understand the need for you to submit yourself for perfection. And stop just being religious. Because so many people, even in this ministry, are just religious people. You come this far, and we still hear of fornication. We still hear of gossip, deadly jealousy. You are still teaching our sisters here how to dress. Go and look at the type of pictures some of them shamelessly put in their Facebook. You see them here, they look like Christians. Go and see what they are telling the world who they are in the Facebook. You'll be so ashamed, and they are there to tell you that they are bride. Which bride? Which bride? Here, brother is still duping brother. Sister is duping sister. Here, everything that is, if there is going to be a perfect church, this ministry is supposed to be one of them. When you come here, you see true Christian love. Give them people are still, you know, jealousy one another. Do you even understand the body of Christ? You say you are bride. To come together for anything. You'll be here for years. You are still a stranger here. You are still a stranger among us here. Come for prayer. Bride cannot pray. You cannot pray. And you say you have the Holy Ghost. In these perilous times, everybody is now homebound. You are too busy. Heaven is your second thought. Second thought. What you are after is here. With your mouth, Jesus is coming soon. But we know where your heart is. When we speak about perfection, you are thinking that we are just critics. There are people who are coming here, and the reason they are coming here is so that, because there are many gifted people here, many prophets here, healing and deliverance ministers are full here, so that if I have any problem, they can pray for me. That's the reason you are coming here. One of these days, this thing we are saying, you will hear them again. That is the truth. Because there is a stage you will reject truth that God will block your mind by himself to make you remain where you want to remain. And you know, he said, to him that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Leave you to be who you are and allow him to go with those who want to go with him. It is perfecting time. It is perfecting time. See, hallelujah. I am telling you, even if you don't have revelation of the scripture, you don't see vision, you don't read the Bible, there is tension everywhere now, worldwide. Something is about to take place. Don't wait until it is too late before you make your calling and election sure. The only place of safety now is to be in Christ. That is the only place of safety. You joke with your eternal destination, you will regret it forever. It is time now to seek the Lord while he might be found. Because a time is going to come when you will seek him, you will find him. You will not find him. I'm telling you, Release yourself and let him do a work of perfection in you. Release your hands. Release your hands. Open up. Let him remove what he wants to remove from you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So many people are asking me, I want to serve God. They say, I have a call of God. Every one of us will have a call of God. We are called to come for perfection. God has called us so that come and let him perfect you. Be perfected first. Then he will place you where you will serve him. May God help every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not heresy. It is not heresy. I am not a heretic. Hallelujah. Let's talk to God. You may be seated. You may be seated. Let me give you 2 minutes. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh,
this is not true. That is for me.
Oh,
blessed in my heart, I want the full key. The shalom of
God.
Silent me now.
Oh,
silent me now. I wait for thee,
ready, my God.
Ready, my God.
Thy
will to say.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes. Illumine
my spirit.
Hallelujah. May somebody hear something I've spoken today and take your eternal destination more seriously in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are not a candidate for the rapture, you won't find this ministry. You may only be getting unnecessarily stubborn. My prayer is that we shall all see in the rapture. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put our hands together for our God. Hallelujah. Sister Iveta wants to sing a special number. Can we hear you quickly? Amen. She too met with the Lord Jesus Christ and shares her experience. Everywhere she goes, she is also a musician. Is Sister Veta here now? It's not here. Amen. Okay. If she's not here, then okay now. Oh, she's dressed like an angel. Clap your hands for Jesus. Oh no, not angel, like a bride ready for wedding.